Chapter 13. Ultimatums. I'm sorry, Your Majesty. There's a Captain True that wants to speak with you.
Jia Jia says, interrupting Zhao Yunlan's attempt at reading through some more about the governance of the damned nation that he's now the king of. Apparently, he's mostly a figurative state of head. They have a government and everything. And all of this is still part of the intergalactic commonwealth, and somehow their family corporation is a separate thing still. Living for a very long time apparently gives you time to diversify your interests. By a lot. Zhao Yunlan looks up at Jia Jia with gratitude. If she hadn't interrupted, he might just have thrown the pad at the wall in frustration. Well, the nearest wall is too far away. Anyway.
Jia Jia, you'll have to explain things to me again, Zhao Yunlan tells her. She has been a miracle. She's so much better at explaining things and organizing things than that Qing could ever be. And Zhao Yunlan owes Shun Wei a lot for lending her to him. At this rate, Zhao Yunlan is going to steal her away permanently. Da Qing, on the other hand, has taken the opportunity to dedicate himself to napping. Jia Jia's cute bunny ears twitch, and she gives a little sigh.
Did you hear what I said, Your Majesty? She asks, sounding just a tiny bit exasperated.
Zhao Yunlan has not been able to stop her from calling him Your Majesty, but at least she acts like he's an actual person now. He tries to think back to what she'd actually said when she interrupted him. Something about Captain True?
Where?
Zhao Yunlan asks. She sighs again, but then just reaches over to fiddle with his pad, and a few moments later Captain True appears on it. Well, that was not exactly what Zhao Yunlan had meant. He'd been wondering where Captain True was more than anything, but he supposes this works too.
Ah, my dear Captain,
Zhao Yunlan smiles charmingly at the image on the pad. What can I do for you? She looks at him with pursed lips, and he winces slightly at her annoyed look.
You left a bit abruptly, Your Majesty.
You didn't think of letting us know you were doing fine.
Ouch. Yeah, he might have forgotten.
In his defense, there'd been a lot going on at the time. But he supposes you should have thought of contacting her once things had settled down, and he actually knew that there was no imminent threat to his life.
Yeah, sorry about that, he says sheepishly, and tries out another grin.
It has about as much effect as the first one, which is to say, none at all. But as you can see, I'm fine, he says, holding out one arm since the other is still busy holding on to the pad. She makes an amused snort.
I see you're getting into the entitled lifestyle, Your Majesty, she says, her eyes flicking up to Zhao Yunlan's hair.
He lifts his hand up to touch the jewels sprinkled in his hair and sighs.
It's not my idea, he says with a little whine.
You try telling Shun Wei no.
Not that Zhao Yunlan had. After agreeing to it that one time, it had just seemed like, well, it made Shun Wei smile all happy and warm, and it was such a little thing, really.
No, thank you, Your Majesty, Captain True answers promptly, sounding more formal than she had so far. Apparently, she too has a very different opinion on Shun Wei than Zhao Yunlan has. He's getting used to that.
I should congratulate you on your marriage, Your Majesty.
It still makes Zhao Yunlan grin like an idiot. He can't help it, even if it is kind of embarrassing. Being married to Shun Wei has been a lot better than what he'd imagined when Shun Wei had proposed.
Thank you, he says, quite sincerely.
So, did you call just to let me know I'm an idiot, or...
Captain True's face goes suddenly grim.
I'm supposed to deliver you a message, she says, and Zhao Yunlan feels an inexplicable cold dread seize him.
You knew, Zhao Yunlan yells at Shun Wei, that Qing has slunk away somewhere, not wanting any part of this.
Zhao Yunlan has never been so angry at Shun Wei.
Not even when Shun Wei had had him kidnapped, and Zhao Yunlan had thought he was going to fucking die.
It's my home, Shun Wei. Jiayunlan grabs Shenwei by his damned lace-covered arms.
Yes, my mom!
Jiayunlan's voice breaks slightly over that, before he swallows and wraps the anger around himself again.
Did you plan on just not telling me?
The way Shenwei can't meet his eyes is more than enough to answer that. The anger drains away from him, leaving him feeling cold and terrified.
Why?
I didn't know about your mother, Jiayunlan. I promise, Shenwei says, and his distress is easy to hear in his voice. Jiayunlan lets go of Shenwei's arms and takes a step back, shaking his head.
Why should I trust you? You knew he wants to harvest earth despite...
Jiayunlan clenches his fists and tries to get the anger back. It's better than what he's feeling now. Having majority control of the corporation was supposed to stop Yitsun from doing that. That had been the whole point. It's the reason Jiayunlan is here and not back on Earth, isn't it? Did you think I just wouldn't mind if I found out later that... Everyone I love is on Earth, Shenwei, he says, and he sounds lost and hurt even to his own ears. Shenwei makes a noise like he's been stabbed. There are tears in his eyes. Good, Jiayunlan thinks viciously. Except he doesn't mean that. Not really. I'm sorry, Jiayunlan, A part of Jiayunlan wants to do nothing more than to reach out and wipe away Shenwei's tears. I didn't want to lose you, Shenwei admits in a small voice. Jiayunlan closes his eyes. What is he supposed to say to that? He doesn't want to lose Shenwei either, but what did he think would happen if Yitsun actually... If he... And then if Jiayunlan ever found out that Shenwei had known about it? You're going to go to him, aren't you? Shenwei asks. He sounds broken. Jiayunlan opens his eyes and looks at Shenwei. He wipes a hand over his eyes, trying to get his own tears away. Are you going to stop me? Jiayunlan asks hollowly. Shenwei shakes his head sharply. It's your mother, he says, like he understands that Jiayunlan just doesn't have any choice. Jiayunlan's tears are suddenly falling fast enough that there's no point in trying to wipe his eyes. We'll do everything we can, Jiayunlan. Shenwei says. Jiayunlan sobs, and he doesn't even care that he's supposed to be angry at Shenwei. He falls against Shenwei's chest. Shenwei hesitates for a moment before wrapping his arms around Jiayunlan. We'll save her, Shenwei whispers the promise against his hair. Jiayunlan knows it's not something Shenwei can promise, but hearing it still makes him feel a bit better. The cold knot inside him loosens slightly. He'd been sure this was it, that he was losing both his mom and Shenwei at once. Because Shenwei would never choose Jiayunlan over his brother, would he? Except now Shenwei is still here, promising Jiayunlan to... I love you, Shenwei, Jiayunlan whispers suddenly, his voice feeling just as broken as the rest of him. I'm still angry at you, but I need you to know that. Shenwei holds him tighter. I'd tear apart the whole galaxy for you, Jiayunlan, Shenwei says fiercely, and Jiayunlan shivers. Shenwei means that. Shenwei doesn't try to talk Jiayunlan out of acceding to Yitsun's demand. He does tell Jiayunlan as much as he can about Yitsun's relationship to Kunlun, in case it will help. It sounds every bit as complicated as Shunwei's own. Shenwei wants to go with him, but Yitsun's message had been very specific about that. No Shenwei, only Jiayunlan. Neither of them can figure out for sure what exactly Yitsun wants. It's not like either one of Shenwei or Jiayunlan could sign away Earth now, without the other agreeing to it. Maybe Yetsun just wants Zhao Yunlan there to see what Yetsun is going to do to Earth. Maybe he just wants to kill Zhao Yunlan with his own hands. Zhao Yunlan doesn't mention that last thought to Shun Wei. But it doesn't matter. He has Zhao Yunlan's mom, and there's no way he can just not go. Shun Wei kisses him before Zhao Yunlan leaves for Captain Chu's ship. She had agreed to be his chauffeur once more. Actually, she had offered before he could even ask. He can still feel the ghost of Shun Wei's lips against his when he steps onto Captain Chu's ship. He brushes his hands down his possibly actual leather jacket and tries to steel himself. No point in letting everyone see how fucking terrified he is, right? Captain Chu looks at him, and her eyes flick up to his hair, and despite her serious demeanor, he can see the little amused quirk of her lips. Zhao Yunlan grins tiredly. Yeah, I still wasn't going to say no. His heart aches, and he swallows back the lump in his throat. The trip there feels a lot longer than Zhao Yunlan remembers. But then he supposes he'd been unconscious for a good bit of his travel in the other direction. Oh, well, whatever direction anything was out in space. It's not like he can make much sense of any of the maps, even if he's tried. His brain just isn't used to thinking in those kinds of scales. Or in anything quite that three-dimensional. Or maybe it's four. Who even knows? And then they're just suddenly there, and off he goes to a fucking refinery on Jupiter of all places. The thought of what all of it means has Zhao Yunlan fighting nausea. But there's no time to fall apart now. No time to think about how calling something a refinery sounds so far away from genocide. No one can follow you down there, Captain Chu warns him, staring at the screens on the bridge, showing some kind of gate thing to the surface of the planet. He'll take her word for it, even if he has no idea how it works. He just nods. He wasn't really expecting a last-minute rescue or something. Not this time. That's fine, Zhao Yunlan says. The thing he goes down in, a shuttle, maybe, is remote-controlled, and at least no one needs to try to talk him through how to fly the thing. Under the circumstances, that would definitely have led to a quick death, and that's not something he can afford now. He steps out of the shuttle and is greeted by a purple-haired man that doesn't introduce himself. Well, if by greeted he means told to follow in a sort of aggressively morose way, before purple-haired guy turns around and flounces off. Zhao Yunlan just shrugs to himself and follows after him. The whole place is very industrial, but Zhao Yunlan isn't really in the mood to pay attention to the architecture. Purple-haired guy leads him to what looks a lot like a throne room, and there on the actual fucking throne. For a moment, Zhao Yunlan's brain seems to short-circuit. He knows that they're twins, but for a moment his brain insists that he's looking at Shun Wei. Shun Wei with silver-grey hair, and wearing a high-collared thing that somehow manages to leave his entire chest bare. For a moment, all Zhao Yunlan can think of is licking at that exposed chest. He tears his eyes away and looks higher, at the cruel smirk adorning that face he loves. No, that's not Shun Wei. Shun Wei would never look at him like that. "You," Yitsun says, the smirk turning into a snarl. "You ruined everything," he screams at Zhao Yunlan. So, Yitsun, definitely not as stable as his twin brother, Zhao Yunlan thinks. He's pretty sure by now that Yetsun had no more plan for what was going to happen once Zhao Yunlan arrived than Zhao Yunlan had. There'd been a lot of screaming at him, some threats, and just general complaining about all the things Zhao Yunlan had very personally ruined. He even calls Zhao Yunlan father more than once. Zhao Yunlan isn't sure Yetsun even notices. And all the while Zhao Yunlan's mom, and Zhao Xinche, are right there in front of Zhao Yunlan. Under that not-glass floor, just waiting for a word from Yetsun before those machines drain the life from them, in the most literal way possible. Jiayunlan isn't ashamed to admit that he begs. It doesn't really help. All it does is make Yetsun laugh in delight. There's nothing Jiayunlan can do to get to them. Nothing he can do to save them. Then, before Jiayunlan can try to do anything desperate, more desperate than coming here in the first place, the whole place is suddenly coming apart. Things are crashing to the ground, and there are fires and electricity arcing in the air and... You're not supposed to be here! Yetsun yells out and Jiayunlan looks up, following Yetsun's gaze. There's someone hovering in the air on those weird magic space boots. And Jiayunlan doesn't really have time to notice much, beyond all the skin dyed black and the fire reflecting off the gleaming surface of some kind of mask. Didi, Shunwei's voice pleads, and Jiayunlan finally connects the dots. And yeah, how the hell is Shunwei here? But no, there's no time to think about any of that now. If Shunwei is here, then... Save my mom, Shunwei. Please. Jiayunlan yells out at him, desperate and hopeful and he's not sure what. Please, Shunwei, he begs quietly in his mind. Please don't let my mom die. Shunwei looks in Jiayunlan's direction. At least he thinks so. The mask makes it a bit hard to tell. No! Yetsun yells and then runs off toward... Well, something. Jiayunlan gives Shunwei a helpless look. Please, he whispers out loud before he takes off after Yetsun. If he wants Shunwei to help Jiayunlan's family, then he can at least do the same for Shunwei. No matter what he personally thinks about Yetsun. Don't! Jiayunlan yells at Yetsun with as much command as he can manage. Yetsun's hand stops above a command table of some sort. Jiayunlan has no idea what he'd been about to do, but whatever it is, he's betting it's nothing good. There's a loud crash, and the floor shakes under his feet as a section of some kind of scaffolding falls through the fucking floor not too far away. I told you I wanted to stop all of this. Jiayunlan yells at Yetsun, for once hoping that someone will see him as who he isn't. It might be a guess, but Jiayunlan is pretty sure he's right about Kunlun telling Yetsun that. Yetsun looks back at him with wide eyes and shakes his head. Father? No, you... He laughs, and the broken sound makes Jiayunlan shiver. He's not sure now is the right time to feel bad for Yetsun. He didn't. I just wanted to do what he taught us... To be what he taught us to be. You don't... There's another crash, and suddenly the floor is giving away under them. Jiayunlan scrambles to get hold of something, but everything is falling and... He crashes against something with a painful jolt. He opens his eyes and realizes it's the floor below. He just has the time to see Yetsun swing something at him and he rolls out of the way. I killed him! You think I'd mind killing you? Yetsun screams at him, except it sounds a lot like a sob. He swings that piece of metal blindly at Jiayunlan again, and this time it's easier to avoid. Why? Jiayunlan asks, scrambling off of the floor, which wobbles alarmingly under him. Why would you kill your own father? He can't tell if Yetsun is laughing or crying. He doesn't quite dare get any closer. He told me he changed his mind. After all that time telling us we were right. That I was supposed to. And he changes his mind. The metal bar lowers in Yetsun's hands. And this time it's easy to hear that he's sobbing. I didn't mean to. I didn't. Yetsun falls down to his knees, crying. He looks up at Jiayunlan with tear-filled eyes. Why did you have to get in the way? You should have just let me die instead of... A sob tears through him, and Yetsun presses his hand to his face. For a moment, Jia Yunlan thinks he's talking about whatever Jia Yunlan had done again. But... wait. That doesn't sound like... fucking Kunlun and his broken children. If the guy wasn't dead, Jia Yunlan could fucking strangle him with his bare hands. There's a creak and the grating under his feet shakes in a way he's pretty sure it really shouldn't. What the fuck had Shen Wei done to this place anyway? Listen to me. Jia Yunlan takes a breath, and then takes a wild fucking swing at a nickname. It worked with Shen Wei, right? Ah, yeah. Well, it doesn't seem to do any harm, at least. Jia Yunlan takes a careful step toward Yitzun. We really need to get out of here. He takes one more step, and because Yitzun isn't exactly responding, he sinks down on his knees in front of Yitzun. The floor creaks again, and Zhao Yunlan holds his breath for a moment. When nothing more happens, he reaches out to gently try and pull Yitzun's hands away from his face. I'm not going to tell you everything will be okay, Zhao Yunlan tells him, looking at his tear-filled red-rimmed eyes. But it's definitely not going to get any better if we both stay here and die. Yitzun keeps looking at him with those broken eyes, and Jia Yunlan kind of wants to hug him. It's probably just because he looks so much like Shen Wei, he tells himself. Are you listening to me, Aye? Yitzun blinks and then nods. And that's when the floor gives away again. This time Jia Yunlan manages to grab hold of a railing while not letting go of Yitzun. He's going to be very proud of himself at some point, once his arms stop hurting. This is bad, Jia Yunlan mutters. Yitzun makes a muffled snort. Well, it's good that someone is amused. But then he actually grabs hold of the fucking scaffolding too, and that's at least helpful. Somehow, they manage to scramble onto a ledge. What the fuck kind of architecture is this? Jia Yunlan demands, panting for breath, still clutching onto Yitzun with one arm. There's another muffled snort, but Yitzun doesn't actually say anything. Jia Yunlan might have broken him, well, broken him more, but that's definitely a problem for later. Jia Yunlan looks around, trying to figure out if they can climb out of there or something. But all there is more pieces of fucking architecture falling down. On fire! He sighs. Not that he'd expected to survive this whole excursion exactly, but he'd been hopeful for a moment there when he'd seen Shen Wei. Well, fuck it, Jia Yunlan says, and hugs Yitzun. He might as well. He deserves a hug, probably. Yitzun stiffens for a moment before his arms come around Jia Yunlan and clutch at him like his life depends on it. That's how Shen Wei finds them. Jia Yunlan's knees almost give out in relief, but that would be very, very bad. So he steals his wobbly legs and looks at Shen Wei a bit doubtfully. Can those shoes of yours manage all three of us? Shen Wei tilts his head up, and Jia Yunlan isn't entirely sure what he's looking at. That mask, while undeniably cool, is just slightly annoying. Shen Wei looks back at them, yet Sun hasn't said anything at all, and Jia Yunlan is just going to keep holding on to him until they're out of here, he decides. They'll have to, Shen Wei says. Well, they don't die. And apparently neither does anyone else, really. Shen Wei had gotten Jia Yunlan's mom and Zhao Shen Chu out in time, before coming to get him and Yitzun. Jia Yunlan has a lot of questions, but right now he's content to sit in the quarters Jia Yunlan had been assigned on Captain Chu's ship and just hold on to Shen Wei. Yitzun is passed out on the bed. Not because of anything anyone had done, he just sort of fainted the moment they were safe. And since they weren't quite sure what else to do... This bed is too small, Da Qing complains, clinging to Jia Yunlan like he thinks Jia Yunlan might vanish if he lets go. Apparently, however Shen Wei had gotten here, he'd taken Da Qing with him. Jia Yunlan pets Da Qing's hair. We'll manage, he says tiredly. I think I really need to sleep too. He sniffs at himself and wrinkles his nose. He smells of sweat and smoke and he's not even sure what else. So does everyone except Da Qing, probably. He looks at Yitzhun. You think we should wake him up so he can shower? Da Qing hisses in Yitzhun's direction.
Do we really need to have him here?
He didn't... Zhao Yunlan starts to say, but then he's not sure exactly what he actually wanted to say. Has he just decided to forgive Yitzhun for everything he did? Threatening Shunxi? You know what? I'm too tired to think about any of it right now, Zhao Yunlan declares. Shun Wei pulls him closer and kisses him. It's just a simple press of lips against lips. He has a feeling Shun Wei just doesn't know what to say either. He pulls away slightly, and there are tears falling down Shun Wei's cheeks. Zhao Yunlan reaches out to brush them away. Thank you, Shun Wei whispers. He looks at his sleeping brother, and Zhao Yunlan doesn't exactly need to guess what he means. It's Zhao Yunlan's turn to press a kiss to Shun Wei's lips instead of thinking of anything to say. Da Qing makes an annoyed noise and finally lets go of Zhao Yunlan. He flops down on the bed, but apparently gets a bit closer to Yitzhun than he wanted to, because he jumps out of the bed almost immediately. Da Qing looks at them and gestures at all of them. I'll just leave the three of you to do whatever. I'll be back later, he says, before stalking out of the door. The door whooshes closed behind him, and Zhao Yunlan turns to look at Shun Wei. So, shower? Zhao Yunlan asks. They do somehow manage to get all of them clean. Zhao Yunlan supposes this is what chamber presences would be really handy for. But in lieu of having one of those, it's up to Zhao Yunlan and Shun Wei to coax Yitzhun into the shower and then clean him. He still doesn't say anything and just looks at them vacantly. Zhao Yunlan isn't sure he's really even aware of what's happening. There's a sliver of worry lodged behind his breastbone, and he tries to ignore it. Shun Wei keeps staring at Yitzhun with a mix of naked longing and worry. All three of them end up in the bed again, and it really isn't big enough for three people, but they make it work. Mostly by the fact that Shun Wei does his best to cuddle both of them, and Zhao Yunlan is too tired to really care if he ends up lying half on top of Yitzhun or not. We'll figure it out, Zhao Yunlan tells Shun Wei and kisses his cheek. Shun Wei smiles a little, despite the worry still there. Yes, he says quietly. We will.